Welcome to GIMP Tutorial 1. I'll load GIMP 2.6. It's pretty fast to load in a Windows system. I'll create a new file with a black background. I'll select a VDES 1920 by 1080 pixels of a standard HD resolution. Add a new layer to it. Go to layer, add a new layer. I'll name it as a flare layer. Click it OK by selecting the layer type as transparent. Select transparent layer. Now duplicate that layer to use it afterwards. I have got one more flare, one copy of the same layer, same attributes. So many options for the layer as well. Okay, I can rename it by double clicking it as the select like a gradient layer. Let's not save it. Okay, now go to tool, then select render, select nature, and then flame. Okay, in the flames you can have so many options. Click on edit. There are so many different types of flames available: swirl, spherical, horoscope. Different types of flames are there. Spherical is different type, random, linear, so many different types of flames are available. I'll select swirl and select any one of them. Okay, selected. Click OK. I'll adjust the camera a little bit. Contrast, brightness can be also changed. I'll select the camera angles. Okay, zoom it a little bit. I'll change the X angle and the Y angle a little bit. You can choose your own different types of attributes to these properties. Okay, now the flame is being drawn by the system, and it depends on the speed of the processor and what kind of RAM you have installed in your PC. Alright, it is done. The flare has been drawn. I'll try to colorize the flare by selecting that particular layer and go to colorize, colors, and then colorize. Change the hue, saturation, lightness, etc. Changed it to my liking, and after all, once you're satisfied, click OK. Okay, what I'll do is now select the other layer that I have duplicated from the original layer and apply one more filter, not filter, one more gradient effect to it. Select the gradient tool. Different types of gradients are there. You can select the color at which you want to apply that gradient. I'm selecting a little bit of green color. It's not selected. Let me select again. Green I have selected. Okay, it's look nice. Alright, I'll change the shape of the gradient to radial and change the opacity, reduce the opacity so to give it a transparent look. And click, drag to draw the gradient. Alright, it's drawn. It looks a little bit greenish in the color. I'll apply one or two more gradients of the same type without changing it too much. Choose the bilinear and just I'll drag and click and drag arbitrarily to see how it looks like. Okay, it looks good. One more will be drawn. Okay, I'll apply one or two more gradient effects to it, and I think it looks pretty cool. Okay, I've drawn one more. Alright, to give it a greenish badge. Alright, it looks pretty cool. Now I just want to give my name stamp over it. Select a text tool, select any color you like. I've selected green. Alright, it looks good, green. Okay, type in whatever you like. I type design by my name, design by me. Okay, alright, close, click close, and you can drag it to the position you like. The text layer, you can drag it to the position you like and click close. Okay. Now, whatever the you, if you're satisfied with it, you can save it. I'll save this now. First, I'll save it in the default format of .xcf of GIMP without changing the format of the picture, so that I can rework on the same wallpaper after some time if I wish to. Simply click and drag it to the position, save it, and go to file. I'll first save in the default format so that I can work on it later on. I'll give it a name, for example, like my design. Click save, it will save in the default .xcf format. Now I'll save as a JPEG image so that you can use it everywhere, the common format of JPEG, because for xcf you'll require GIMP to open. So JPEG will be opened by all image editors. Select JPEG and click save. While you save, it will give you the option to export, change the quality a little bit, then save it. Okay, I save it to my pictures folder. I close GIMP now to see how the picture look in the pictures folder. Alright, there goes my design.jpg. Okay, here is my wallpaper that just drawn. I'll set it as my desktop wallpaper. Now here is my desktop with the newly created wallpaper. That looks pretty cool. You can experiment with whatever design you like using different types of layers. Okay, goodbye for now, and keep visiting my channel. Okay.